From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Gimel Sabingo. German drug and chemicals company Bayer AG says it has made a $62 billion offer to buy St. Louis-based crops and seed specialist Monsanto Company. Bayer said Monday that the all-cash offer values Monsanto shares at $122 each. Bayer said in a statement that the acquisition, quote, would be a compelling opportunity to create a global agricultural leader while reinforcing Bayer as a life science company with a deepened position in a long-term growth industry. Bayer had said on Thursday that its executives met recently with their Monsanto counterparts to privately discuss a negotiated acquisition of the specialist in genetically modified crop seeds. Ferguson City leaders, struggling to balance a budget decimated by fallout from unrest that followed the police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown, will ask voters in August for a second tax increase. Voters in the St. Louis suburb in April approved a half-cent sales tax increase and narrowly defeated a property tax increase. Ferguson City Council, at a special meeting Sunday, voted to put on the August 2nd ballot a proposal to raise the city utility tax by 2%. Brown, who was black and unarmed, was fatally shot by white officer Darren Wilson on August 9, 2014. Mayor James Knowles III says court reforms and the unrest led to the loss of millions of dollars of revenue. Wilson was cleared of wrongdoing and resigned in November 2014. Missouri is the only state without a prescription drug monitoring program, and that may be affecting its neighbors. St. Louis Public Radio's Mallory Daly explains.
The eight states bordering Missouri already have a program that notifies doctors when their patients have been prescribed dangerous amounts of addictive painkillers from multiple providers. Representative Holly Rader of Sykeston says Missouri's failure to implement its own affects those efforts to stop drug dealers and prevent addiction.
We're hurting other states because of our inaction, because their constituents come over, get pills from us, take them home and sell them.
Her proposal was filibustered in the Senate by fellow Republican Rob Schaff of St. Joseph. Rader says she plans to try again next year, but doesn't expect such a proposal to pass unless Senate leadership, quote, cuts off Schaff. In Jefferson City, I'm Mallory Daly, St. Louis Public Radio.
This year, Missouri's Republican-led legislature passed tax breaks for goods and services ranging from wheelchairs to yoga classes. That might mean a showdown with Democratic Governor Jay Nixon, whose administration says the tax breaks could lead to an $80 million hole in the state budget. Legislative researchers put the price tag at closer to $22 million in general revenue for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. After the legislative session ended earlier this month, Nixon criticized lawmakers for passing tax breaks after approving a $27.3 billion spending plan. He says he might need to balance the budget. Nixon could veto the tax breaks or block spending on other programs. Lawmakers have argued the cost of the tax breaks is justified to help taxpayers. I'm Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.